The Labour government has removed the age of consent for anal sex from 18 to 16, finally bringing Queensland in line with Australia's sexual consent laws. Queensland was the only state in Australia that had different ages of consent for different consensual acts. 16 is the legal age for most consensual activity, but it was illegal to engage in anal sex until the age of 18. Executive Director of Queensland Aid Council Michael Scott says the law stigmatised LGBTI relationships and believes this is a step towards ending gay discrimination.
The standardisation of the age of consent, it really sends a strong message that this government, the Palaszczuk government, really does care about LGBTI people, it does care about equality, and it does care about the sexual health of Queenslanders.
Last night, Labor and the Independents voted to pass the laws, along with 28 opposition MPs, with the other 14 abstaining. Mr. Scott says the unequal age of consent has been a barrier for young people to access sexual health care.
We believe that young people have been discriminated against on the basis of their age. We know that young people are having sex before the age of 18. And in fact, a lot of 16-year-olds are having sex. And we recognise that those young people need to be accessing sexual health care and sexual health testing. And we believe that a disparity with age of consent prevents some young people from accessing sexual health testing.
He says the laws will improve the sexual and mental health of young Queenslanders.
Unequal age of consent places a huge barrier for some young people around coming out. It says to some young people that their sexual health is not as important as other people, and it really does make some young people question whether our society fully embraces who they are as LGBTI people, and it is a barrier for young people coming out.
The laws had wider implications, with young teenagers unable to receive advice about the act until they were over 18. Emile McPhee, Executive Director for the LGBTI Legal Service, Incorporated, welcomes the timely changes and says the inequality in age of consent prevented sex education for young people under 18.
A lot of the concerns that people that we had in relation to the unequal age of consent was that it prohibited the dissemination of information to people who are under 18 in relation to anal sex, which really just opened up a whole can of worms in terms of trying to get safe sex education to them.
The changes will also replace the word sodomy with anal intercourse in the criminal code to help reduce stigma.
Sodomy is just, it's an incredibly old phrase with a lot of negative connotation. So I think moving towards anal intercourse and the more, I guess it's a political correctness thing in a way, but I think it's a fantastic move and it's just stepping away from some of those bigoted old world views that used to exist in legislation.
Consensual anal sex between adults in Queensland was only decriminalised in 1991. Mr. McPhee says there is no reason why Queensland has been out of step for so long, other than the laws not being a priority for the Queensland government until now.
I wish I could say that there was a reason, but there really isn't. It's just something that for some reason Queensland hasn't seen as a priority for one reason or another. So it's taken us about 10 years or so to get back in pace with the rest of Australia.
Homosexuality remained illegal in Queensland until 1990, when the Goss government overturned the law. But the Goss government, while decriminalising homosexuality, introduced an anal intercourse law, which set the age of consent at 18. Mr. McPhee hopes the government will continue its work to end the discrimination against the LGBTI community.
I think it's important that we recognise it as a good step forward. I'm hoping that the government's work in relation to gay panic defence and the expunging of criminal convictions will sort of continue in the same vein and we'll have some progress on those as well.
The Homosexual Advance Defence, known as HAD or Gay Panic, has been in Australian law books since the 1990s as a provocation defence. But the government is now also working through ways to remove the record of those found guilty under Queensland's homosexuality laws for consensual acts. Queensland is one of the last jurisdictions to review the laws and have made the first legislative moves to remove gay panic as a provocation defence. Legislation is expected to be introduced to the Parliament to remove the defence later this year.